The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's been a while. All together now. Come on, everybody.
Mike makes your day.
Yes, I do.
Yes, he does. He's here, everybody.
This is good timing because I'm trying to get off book for Annie. I'm old. Oliver Warbucks. I've been memorizing lines.
You know, excellent.
You think line memorization comes easy after you've done a show a couple times. I thought, well, yep. I'll be a piece of cake. No, I'm like starting all over again. By the way, can I rewind for a moment?
Sure.
And before you introduced me, you sang Corey McLaughlin's praises over Compassion Roofing and Remodeling.
Man. Yep.
Can I tell you what they did to my son Trevor's house?
Absolutely.
Turned it into a brand new house from the inside out. It's unreal because in addition to having Corey and his team at Compassion install the ramps for his wheelchair, mm-hmm. and Trevor, by the way, is doing tremendous. For people who don't know, he had an auto accident early in August in Arlington. Shattered legs, arm, 7 broken ribs, and a partridge in a pear tree. He was in bad shape, still in a wheelchair for a little longer, but he's teaching, he's back to school, he's driving. Lord help us, I don't know how he's doing that, but he got cleared to drive a car.
Man.
He bought a new car because clearly the other one, not so hot.
Yep.
Yeah, it's got a little bump on it. That's got a little touch up needed on aisle 3 on that car. You want to see a picture of the car, by the way, text car to 1-800-655-MIKE, our MyPillow text line. We'll send you back a picture of what a head-on crash at about 50 miles an hour looks like. It is not pretty. Anyway, Corey McLaughlin and the team at Compassion are unbelievable because rather than just do the ramps, I thought, well, let's go for broke because needless to say, Trevor, a single dad over the years, hasn't exactly taken great care of the house. So new floors, all new bathroom, painting. We did a whole remodel. He sent me a video. I'm going to see him in a few weeks when I come there for a quick visit. Mm-hmm. It's a whole new house.
So cool.
He can't believe new lighting, new air. They did, and they did not cost me an arm and 3 legs. They did an amazing job. So Corey McLaughlin, hats off to Compassion Roofing, Remodeling, Construction. I can vouch for them as well.
They do it all.
They do it all.
That's so
cool. They're great about it. And there are kind of people too. They're good people. They're just great, great members of the community. And I just can't say enough about Compassion Construction and Remodeling.
Because they've done a bunch for us, too, and so they're a joy to work with. And by the way, you don't have to have a talk show to be treated well by them. Everybody gets the same wonderful treatment and compassion.
So you bet. That's the way they do. That's the way they roll. All right. Let me get this off my chest. Apparently, mm-hmm. they found remains here in Florida, not far from where I'm sitting right now in Sarasota, of Brian Laundry. Now, they think it's Brian Laundry.
Mm-hmm. I found his backpack and a notebook and stuff, so it's pretty well
done. The parents said, let's look over here.
Yeah, this might be worth your while.
And they've been looking for all this time, and then it took the parents to take them to his body. If that is his body. Now, my screener, Tracy, is convinced. She's all wrapped up in this thing. It's not him. It's somebody else. He killed somebody, and he planted the body. And I'm thinking, off we go to the races. Which, you know, who knows? At this point, it's horrible to say this about the loss of life. I don't care. A scumbag evidently murdered his girlfriend and killed himself. So what? It happens every day in America.
The only thing, well, you're right about that, and don't even get me started on the national obsession over this story. I mean,
that's what I mean.
On the notion of if those are his remains being picked over by the Gators. There is something. I mean, I'm obviously fine with that as well. He, you know, whatever. There are those, and I think I feel this little tug in me that wanted him found alive so that he could meet some consequence at the hands of our justice system.
Oh, I love it when these bad guys are dead.
Yeah,
I love it when they kill themselves. I love it. It's like judge, jury, executioner. I love it when bad guys
saves us some time and some money, doesn't it?
No, they don't get this. I saw that punk, that cowardly piece of vermin. I won't even say his name from the Parkland, Florida shootings this week. Plead guilty. Oh, yes. Please forgive
me. I'm so sorry.
He assaulted a prison guard a year or so ago. He's great. Nothing but pure evil scum.
Do we have the guts to deliver him the death penalty, even in Florida?
I hope so. I hope so. That's what the families want, many of the families anyway. Yep. They say he was a vicious. He pumped. There was one little girl cowering, protecting her best friend, and he went up and laughed at them and riddled their bodies with bullets. Yep. And now he's got his little glasses on, and he's wearing his face mask, and he's got his, it makes me, I wish, I love it when these evil vermin kill themselves. Anyway, let me get off that subject for a minute. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a bunch of text messages from Dallas-Fort Worth saying, Mike, please, you and Mark have got to talk about poor Biden babbling like an incoherent, senile man in Scranton yesterday. Here's the headline. He says he was vice president for 36 years and took the train to see his dead family.
I know.
I mean, I know. Mark. Mark. Mark, it's bad. It's like we all look away, we avert our eyes. Listen, I've had loss. I can't imagine the unthinkable loss of losing your wife in a car accident, and he lost his precious son to cancer. I've got great, and he's obviously consumed with that. He brings that up when he gives speeches all the time. My son Bo died of cancer, and we know it. And I find myself talking about Denise sometimes too much. I don't want to do that. But you know what, Mike?
If a Gold Star family comes to you and talks about the sense of loss that they have because maybe they lost their son in the explosion of Afghanistan, right, you are not going to say, you know what, I've walked in your shoes because my wife passed away a decade ago.
My gosh, I would never one-up somebody who's trying to share their experience with me as president of the United States. Yep. But yesterday was bad. I'd write every day. I commute 36 years as president, vice president. Joe, you weren't vice president for 36 years. And after your wife and daughter were killed, I mean, you went home to see them. You kept getting on your Amtrak train. Wow. I mean, and let's face it, John Podoritz writes a piece in the New York Post that I'm going to share a lot today. Mm-hmm. You know, this obsession they have with vaccinating 5 to 11-year-olds, which is so bizarrely absurd. And Podoritz points out, you know how many kids under 18 have died of COVID?
It's a scarcity. It's a sliver.
It's a sliver? You want to know what it is? John Podoritz has the actual numbers.
How tiny a sliver are we talking about?
It is. Let me find the exact. And every death of a child is a tragedy. There's no question about this. We're not trying to minimize it in any way, shape, or form.
If the folks who gauge the safety of these things say that you can do it and a parent wants to do it, knock yourself out. I'm not going to stand in the door of the office.
Absolutely.
However, go ahead.
Here's the number. The number of kids is vanishingly small, as Podoritz writes. We've lost 724,000 Americans from COVID, right? Mm-hmm. The number under the age of 18, are you ready? Mm-hmm. 542. Do you know that is 0.07% of a percent?
Yeah.
And you're obsessed with masking up and vaccinating 5 to 11-year-olds? We have lost 0.07% of children to COVID. Now, there's a reason that they're scaring people about kids. There's a doggone good reason for the intensity, the omnipresence of this PR rollout, because Biden's underwater. He's in trouble. They're desperate to change the vote. They're losing, Mark. Yeah. Yesterday, the Republicans shut down their attempt to nationalize our elections.
Thank God.
And it happened. You know what? Hey, listen. Hey, those of you who say you're not going to vote next year because you're mad, listen up. Republicans blocked it. That's why you must vote. That's why we can have no quarter to the malcontents who say, I'm not going to vote because I didn't like Trump lost. Pardon me. Shut up. Look what happened yesterday. Republicans won. We beat it back. You know why? Because we had Republicans.
And we hung together. We hung together
without
fail. And we
were unified.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Guess what? That's what happens when elections produce results. We're not going to win every election. And I hate what happened in November of 2020. And I'm as skeptical as everybody else. That's why we need Republicans like Greg Abbott to ensure election integrity. Republicans are fighting for that. We're not rolling over on that. If we were rolling over on that, they'd have won yesterday. You know what they're also losing on? This budget bill. They're losing big time. Community college, out the free college, gone.
Yep.
All this stuff, it's going from $4 trillion, $4.5 trillion. It might be, if they're lucky, a $1.5 trillion. Now, still a lot of money.
Oh, exactly, but right. But everything's relative, and we've gone from 5.5 to 1.5 pretty quickly.
Here's a headline, Mark, from New York Magazine. 2020 was a victory that quietly crushed Democrat hopes.
Wow.
You know, oh, yeah. I mean, and it goes down to the sliver of the win that Biden had, and it was a sliver. Wink, wink, but that's New York Magazine.
Right.
All the other Republicans, all the toss-ups, the Republicans won. This was supposed to be a big mandate, a big blue wave. Even New York Magazine, one of the most liberal of the liberal establishment publications, acknowledges that 2020 quietly crushed them. We are winning, Mark. It may not feel like it, and things are tough right now, and we got a bunch of challenges, and I get it. But look at yesterday. That pushback and that defeat of that pitiful attempt to federalize our elections was huge. That's massive. Don't despair. We got this, and we got to keep fighting.
And that's my rant for the day. And coming in about a week and a half, an opportunity to have something happen in one state that could just be a further emblem of the loosening grip the Democrats have on a purple leaning blue state, and that's if Glenn Youngkin beats Terry McAuliffe in Virginia. I believe this can happen. There's a poll out just yesterday shows it as 46-46. Education is a huge issue. Terry McAuliffe has not been able to get out of from that huge foot in mouth moment of I don't believe that parents should be telling schools what to teach.
Yep.
So please let that happen. Please.
Well,
let
it's
that
Virginia.
Happen.
I mean, anything could happen there. I mean, it's an uphill battle. We may win it. We may lose it. It's not going to be the end of the world if we lose it. I'm praying that we win it. Youngkin is absolutely what is needed in the state of Virginia. Terry McAuliffe is a lifelong Democrat Party operative. He's a hack. He's been at it forever. He's another lifelong politician. Youngkin has fresh ideas. He's got common sense conservatism. And let's hope the good people of Virginia do the right thing.
A word on what your wonderful, wonderful paragraph or two there about not being dispirited. 22 and 24, do we have guarantees that they'll be fraud-free? Of course not. Will it be better than 2020? I hope so. I think so. Do we need to show up in droves? Because as you know, Hugh Hewitt often says, if it ain't close, they can't cheat. Yes, we need to show up with energy, energy, energy. So no less than Donald Trump himself, a few days ago, famously said, if it's not perfect, Republicans aren't going to vote. If they don't, you know, and it's like, okay, we love you, sir. Love you, sir. But don't be saying that. Don't take wind out of our sails. You know who else sort of said that the other day? That would be the great Herschel Walker running for the Senate in Georgia. And his quote was, that's really not the message we need. We need a message of energy. We need a message of determination. So now all of a sudden it's like Herschel Walker breaks with Trump. Ah! So no, just no, no, no. I think the former president is playing a little bit of a head game with us, as he often will, designed to prod and poke various states to get even better at election security.
Amen. He doesn't want this issue to go away, nor should he. We shouldn't let it go away. It can't go away. We've got to keep fighting for. But yesterday was a giant step
sure
in the
was.
Right direction, and without enough Republicans to push back in a uniform way, unanimously,
yeah,
we would have lost yesterday, and we would have had them have a massive federal takeover of our election process.
That's right.
And we stopped it. They lost. They fell on their face. They're losing this budget battle. They are losing. They're fighting amongst themselves. They're a mess. It's a train wreck. And you got a president babbling about taking the train to see his poor dead family. I mean, we got it. We got this. We got to stay focused.
And I've got to remain confident that with out of control spending and gas prices spiking and the supply chains collapsing and they're trying to beat us to death with lowered expectations, an anti-business environment, unemployment starting to spike, skyrocketing crime, unlivable cities, broken borders, broken schools, a China threat unaddressed. I could go on. That there's a way to fix it. There could be people looking for a different path in the next couple of election cycles.
There's a way to fix it.
I like our chances.
I like our chances. I like looking at the numbers of independents, by the way, and all the polling. In the polling, independents, Trump's crushing it. I mean, head-to-head right now, if it was today, and Trump, Biden, they're saying Trump is way ahead with independents. I mean, there's a lot of common sense people who have to be looking, Democrats have to be looking around saying,
just sort of center left people. They might have voted for Hillary, might have voted for Biden, like, because they didn't like Trump or blah, blah, blah. But some people are just results oriented. Some voters
And speaking of Trump, along comes Truth Social.
Dude, are you ready? I'm ready. I downloaded it yesterday. It's a pre-order. It is Truth Social. It's the Trump platform. And I think it rolls out February of 22. So,
let me give you a little hint about things that are rolling out in 22, maybe even quicker. First of all, freedom. Check out freedomsquare.com. You're going to be hearing me talk a lot about Freedom Square. I'm not going to tell you. Just look it up.
All right. Okay.
And SalemNewsChannel.com.
Yeah, buddy.
You might want to take a peek for people who are interested in what we do every day. Happy Thursday. That's all I say. I say no more. NYC, what is it about you? The sun will come out. I'm working on my... I'm off book, act one. I'm off book.
He's learning his lines. Nothing rehearsed in the actual Mike Gallagher Show. Happy Thursday. Mike is there for you at 10 on 660 AM. The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.